This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I am out of my mind, excited for dino action this weekend at the box office, the following weekend at the box office, and probably, if we're honest, the next 2 or 3 weekends after that at the box office.
So you're going to go to the box office every... Are you going to go see the movie or just go to the box office?
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play it by ear. I'm going to go and I'm going to see... I'm going to take a look at the posters.
Right.
For Jurassic Park.
I was going to say, Tim, what's the name of the new Jurassic Park movie?
Jurassic World, The Lost Kingdom.
Nope.
The Final Kingdom.
Nope.
Jurassic Kingdom, The Lost Park.
No, that one's not bad, though. Yeah. I see that one.
Yeah, it's like...
They lost a park. How the hell did that happen?
Get a chaos theorist to come investigate that.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, Fallen... Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom?
Yes, you got it.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go check out the... As you can see, I have a lot of research to do before I'm prepared to go see this
film. Well, and that would make sense why you have to go so many weekends, because it sounds like the first few weekends you would have gotten a ticket to the wrong movie.
Yeah, that's
true. You probably
true.
Wouldn't have realized until halfway through, like, God dang it, this isn't the Fallen Kingdom at all.
Yeah, when is this dinosaur... gonna, you know, there might be a dinosaur in the movie that I accidentally go to. Let's be honest here.
But
maybe we're back at a dinosaur story?
A dinosaur tale, I think. Yeah. It's a play on words.
Oh, because some dinosaurs have tails.
I think all of them do.
Does a pterodactyl have a tail, Tom?
Yeah, it has a little tail. In the back, it's like a rudder.
Mm, you know what? The only reason I'm taking your word for this is because you seem like when you were very young, a boy, that you did a lot of like dinosaur research.
I think I did, but like I think I was like real into dinosaurs as a kid, but I think it was just because it felt like it was like obligatory.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm a boy of a certain age. Time to start learning some dinosaur facts.
I guess I'll get excited every time a dump truck goes by, because that's what what they seem to expect from me.
That was after I aged out of getting excited about dump trucks, and you get excited about dinosaurs.
You ever see a little kid get excited by a dump truck or a garbage truck?
Yeah, I'm always like, it's just a dump truck.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Easy, relax.
It's the most boring truck. Yeah, they put dirt in it. Congratulations. Yeah. Not no offense meant to any of the great dump truck operators out there.
Yeah.
I know it takes a lot to
a lot of dump truck drivers listen to this. While they're picking up and dumping.
I feel like you meant that as like a gross joke.
I don't even understand how that could be a gross joke.
Tom, are you a little off put about how quickly we went into the topic this week?
Yeah, it's like a whirlwind. It's like I'm riding on a dinosaur's back like they used to in the old days.
Exactly. One day we will be riding on a dinosaur's back again.
What does that mean? Do you mean in heaven? Is that what you're thinking of?
I mean, eventually, yes, in heaven, but before
but maybe
then,
even sooner.
John Hammond's dream might come to life here on Earth.
No, because like the DNA that if you take some DNA out of the amber from like a bug, that DNA is no good anymore.
What are you, some kind of scientist?
Yeah. DNAologist, dinologist.
Wow. What does DNA stand for again?
Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Dinosaur.
Nucleotides.
Nucleotides
associated.
Wow.
It's all the nucleotides that are associated with dinosaurs. Deoxyribonucleic acid?
Yeah.
Still got it, baby.
Seventh grade bio, baby.
No, I have a doctorate.
Oh.
In science.
And that's the extent of
biology,
your knowledge?
Yeah.
Okay.
In molecular biology.
Are you going to see Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom?
I think it's just Fallen Kingdom. I don't think it's The Fallen Kingdom.
Well, you know, I like to class it up. You know how they make
Well,
movies,
I'm just
like,
making sure you don't buy
Wolverine,
a ticket to
the
wrong
the
movie.
Batman. Yeah, that's true.
It's
going to be expensive enough seeing this movie five or six times.
Right.
I get scared every time. You
Dinosaurs?
Know. Yeah, so I got to watch it in like chunks.
I'm probably not going to see this. Maybe I'll see it. But I'm kind of surprised at how like unexcited the general public is about this movie, seemingly. Right?
Maybe, Tom, I think you have a constant kind of misunderstanding about how society works.
Where no, I've got
you
my finger on the pulse.
You assume that everything you know about... Or everything that you're into, everybody's into, and stuff that you don't know anything about, people are just like, yeah, nobody knows about this. How could anybody know or care about this?
Maybe I'm talking about the box office tracking that I've been reading in Variety daily.
I read Deadline Hollywood.
Well, they're scumbags. You don't want to listen to them.
Are they scumbags?
No, I think they used to be, but now they're like more legit.
Okay.
They used to be like a little more tabloidy.
Yeah, but now they just know. What about Box Office Mojo? I think
that's
the one that we should.
Yeah.
Or is that more after the fact?
I think that's more after the fact.
Yeah.
You get their reporting. I don't think that they project. Maybe they do, but probably just loose projections.
So why aren't people going to go see this? They're mad that a woman's in it?
No. I think it's just...
fans of the original Jurassic Park... have been slamming the new Jurassic movie because of it features a woman and a person of color, which I don't even think it does.
No. Well, it does have a woman.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about this new Fallen Kingdom. What's this movie about, Tim?
The dinos.
Uh-huh.
They come to the mainland.
Hasn't that happened before in the movies?
Yeah. Tom.
Uh-huh.
You're the one who loves like sequels and stuff and franchises.
No, I'm just saying come up with a new like I thought the idea for Jurassic World was really cool. Although it almost went how you would like to see movies. I want to see a Jurassic Park movie where everything's running fine. Everything is running perfectly normal.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
And this, you know, the Jurassic World, the first one, it like jumped ahead, I don't know, like 15 years, 10 years or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, all the mess from the other movies that's been swept under the rug now. The people don't really know about it. And the park's open for business. It's just a normal day at the park. But then guess what?
Everything goes right.
Everything goes wrong. And the dinosaurs get out.
All right, Tom.
They start eating people.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to a simpler time. 1993.
Yes.
O.J. Simpson was just
a Hertz spokesman.
Yeah. And an NBC football commentator.
And Norberg on Police Academy.
Yeah. On Police Academy. He's 5 years old. What movie did this guy play in? It's before O.J. Simpson murdered those people in 94.
Yeah.
So it was a simpler time, as I was saying.
Allegedly.
It was an allegedly a simple time.
Yes.
1993.
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaur park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park came out in the movie
captured
theater.
Our hearts.
Jesus Christ, yes.
Yeah, you remember that movie, Tom?
I do.
That movie was great.
Yeah, well, we were like the perfect age to see that.
12. Well, it seemed to me that I was 11, but I had just turned 11. Seems to me that you were pressured into Like pretending to like dinosaurs because of gender norms or something?
No, I think by that time I had already, that was past when I was, you know, told, like, look, you're at the age, like, I feel like 8 is when you're supposed to, like, you know, it's the point of no return where it's like, you better get into dinosaurs now, kid, or else you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
And all the schoolyard talk about, you know, what was the biggest dinosaur. Kids are always making up bullshit dinosaurs on the playground.
Can I ask you a question, Tom? Yeah. Stegosaurus?
Mm-hmm. That's no, it's a real one.
No, they. I think they've since been like, Stegosaurus wasn't a real thing.
And that was just, we found a bunch of horse bones and some plates.
Yeah.
Buried next to each other, and we thought this was a new dinosaur called Stegosaurus. It was just a horse with some plates.
It's a horse hoax.
Yeah, the worst kind.
Tom, Jurassic Park, the original,
mm-hmm.
directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Which, enough. Do your bit.
What bit?
About how you get Steven Spielberg mixed up with Steven Van Sant, little Steven.
I think you're getting me mixed up with somebody else, Tim.
It's got it all. It's got Newman from Seinfeld.
Right. That was the thing that led the marketing campaign.
Yeah. People were like, a lot of people went to see Jurassic Park
mm-hmm.
and were surprised that dinosaurs were in it because all the marketing, all the commercials just had Newman from Seinfeld,
yeah.
Wayne Knight
mm-hmm.
on all the commercials. So it was nice. It was a nice surprise. A lot of people, you know, it was back in the time where you just go to a movie because that's what you did on a Friday night, and I don't know what it's about. I just know that Newman's in this movie.
Right. So you knew a little bit about it.
Yeah. That's the same reason a lot of people went to see Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
We're like, ah, this looks
finally, pretty. The scene I've been waiting for, Newman.
Yeah. This movie looks pretty hot. Newman's in it.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld, Wayne Knight.
And they're like, why is the camera pointed under Sharon Stone's dress? I'm trying to see how Newman's reacting.
Show Newman again! Is what all the men were screaming from the.
And then when they would show
peanut
Newman
gallery,
you know what Newman would be like? He'd be like this gulp.
Is it hot in here?
You know what Newman does that they should if hopefully Wayne Knight's not going anywhere anytime soon. Because I hope he sticks around until they have video head stones at the cemetery.
Okay. I mean, the technology exists for that now. I think it's just it's crass.
So that when it's widely adopted.
Okay.
I want Wayne Knight to live a nice long life,
uh-huh.
150 years old. And then on his video headstone, it'll be him on Seinfeld one time when we went like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen about that.
Forever?
The eternal befuddlement. Flame, yeah.
Have two Marines guarding it.
Yeah. Because people will go up and, you know, they'll laugh themselves. You know what? Replacing the Marines with doctors because people will laugh themselves to death.
Well, it's very expensive. I don't know if Wayne Knight has that kind of money.
What do you mean?
Well, who's going to pay for this? The government?
Yeah. What? All the video headstones will all be subsidized, presumably.
The government?
I don't know. Tom, we're talking 150 years from now. Who
That's
knows?
That's true. Who knows what could have changed?
Yeah.
Might finally have the government paying for our headstones.
I mean, you know, some would call that a basic human right. Video headstone, show your finest
bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, what else is in this movie? Laura Dern?
Yeah.
I'm a real Dern head lately, Tom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had, you say, I love that Dern woman.
Yeah. And everybody's like, tickled when I say that.
Tim, you've been asked repeatedly not to tickle people.
No. Yeah, well, they like it when I'm talking about Laura
Dern. Well, you do it with, like, if somebody doesn't laugh at your joke, then you think, well, I'll tickle them to get a laugh. And, you know, a lot of times it puts people off to you, to be honest.
Yeah, but like, look, I'm with you. 99 times out of 100, people really dislike it.
Yeah,
that one time, they kind of like it.
Laura Dern's in it. Alan Grant.
Yeah.
Is that the man's name? Or is that the character's name?
That's
the character's name. What's that man's name?
I'll tell you what his name is, Tom. I can't believe you don't even remember his name. His name is Sam O'Neill.
Sam Neill. Sam O. His middle name is Oscar.
He's top billed. He's billed ahead of the T-Rex in this film, if you can believe it.
Wow.
He plays Grant.
Alan Grant. Alan, give me a grant so I can keep digging up dinosaurs.
Did they make that joke in the movie?
No, they should. Yeah, he probably has like a joke like that on his stationery. The stationery he uses to ask for grants, so he can keep digging up dinosaurs.
He and Laura Dern played Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
They had a thing going.
No,
How real will they or won't they?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in real life, it was with...
Jeff Goldblum, who played Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, who would go, dinosaurs.
That's great. Keep going.
No, I think they
you
were...
You Christopher Walken next?
They were a couple in the movie.
In the biblical sense of the word.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't show it on camera or anything, but it was implied. But wasn't it like she wanted kids, he didn't like kids?
Yeah, that was the whole crux of the movie, Tom.
No, the whole crux of the movie was they made a park with dinosaurs, with live dinosaurs in it.
That was the B plot.
Between this and Newman, I think you were paying attention to the wrong things here.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm not a sucker for cheap spectacle. Maybe I like... real grounded emotional.
That was expensive spectacle. Maybe that cost him a fortune.
Grounded emotional stories about maybe wanting children, maybe not wanting children, and then seeing a guy do this.
Right.
Maybe that's what I want in movies.
And then at the end, he's like, I guess I don't hate children, but I don't want my own.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of said. He was just kind of like,
He was thinking about adopting the two children that...
Well, he saved those children, and he became pretty close with them.
Who the hell were those kids? Oh, they were the grandkids of Hammond.
Hammond, played by Richard Attenborough.
Yes.
Rich man Attenborough.
Attenborough.
Yeah, he was a very rich man.
You talking about the actor or the character?
Both.
Yeah, well, I think the character was richer than the actor.
I don't know. You know what these Hollywood stars make these days.
He wasn't really like a Hollywood star.
Rich man Attenborough?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was a star.
I mean, he was rich. He was a star, a well-known guy, but he wasn't like a leading man.
Tom, he played Magog, Arbiter of Justice, Great Council of Max Sleck in the Jack and the Beanstalk, the real story TV miniseries.
What? Why? It sounds like they made Jack and the Beanstalk too complicated.
Yeah.
What do you mean the real story?
I don't know. Go back to 2001.
Were there any stories when you were a kid that you thought were real, but they weren't?
Example.
I'm trying to think. There was like one thing.
Stone Soup.
Oh, yeah, like kind of, but that's like a parable.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to remember. There was like one thing I thought was real. I thought the moon was made out of cheese for the longest time. Somebody misled me about that. But there, what was it? There was something else that like I believed for like a really long time. It wasn't true. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, thanks for thanks for sharing, Tom. Samuel L. Jackson says, hold on to your butts, and smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
This was right on the cusp, huh? Of just like, sometimes in movies, characters would just be chain smoking.
Yeah. It happened in eight, like the Ghostbusters were always smoking. The
Ghostbusters were smoking constantly.
Yeah. Which was I guess that like sold them as like a little more blue collar.
Yeah,
but it was definitely just like all those guys, or not all. It was really just Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd were just like, no, we want to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And we don't want to, like, put our cigarettes out. Because, like, it doesn't even make sense for, like, Dan Aykroyd's character is supposed to be, like, a nerd and stuff. But then, yeah, he just smokes cigarettes all the time.
Tom, I know this is going to be sacrilege.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you're a big fan of Johnny Carson.
Right.
And nobody can say an ill word about Johnny. Have you ever seen a clip of Johnny Carson where he's, like, housing a cigarette as they're coming back from
He's like sucking it down real like we're back, and he's like
he bends down like past the desk, so the cigarette's under the desk.
Yeah,
but you see him like it's like an alarming amount of smoke is coming out from behind the desk, and he like pops up. He's like,
well, he would smoke a whole,
and we're back.
He would smoke a whole pack at a time, like the guys in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, that's why everybody liked him so much.
But he would smoke cigarettes like just normal, like
I
guess maybe it was later that they were like, yeah, you can't do that. Probably when they outlawed cigarette ads on TV.
Probably. And all the kids were like, I want to be like Johnny Carson.
Right. I want to smoke cigarettes like Johnny.
Yeah.
But yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, he would sit there at the computer. Very bad for computers to smoke cigarettes by him.
Yeah. It's going to get all in the what?
The intakes.
Chips.
It'll get in the chips. No, because like a lot of times, especially back then, computers had like a lot of fans. Mm. They would just suck in
the
smoke.
Yeah, I know. I was a fan of computers. You were. Our friend AJ really liked them.
Yeah, he had OS 2 Warp.
Yeah.
As an operating system.
Man, AJ.
It was back when it was like, I don't know, like new operating system was like a cool thing. It's like $300 or something. We didn't even really understand what an operating system was. It's like, oh, look at this, though. It's new. And you put it on, and you'd be like, cool, open up AOL. They don't make AOL for this operating system. Oh.
Tom, what the hell are you talking
about?
I'm talking about operating systems, Tim.
You said that I was a fan of computers, and I'm demonstrating that.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, he would smoke cigarettes. He would tell people to hold on to their butts.
Yeah, real loose cannon.
Yeah. That was kind of like the beginning of Samuel L. Jackson like popping up and everything, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, just kind of like having a lot of like small parts and things.
Maybe. Or maybe just the time you became aware of it. But again,
he'd have like a few funny lines and something. He'd be like, I like that guy.
Yeah.
I have to keep an eye on him.
An up and comer.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom.
But he couldn't hack Newman's computer.
Yeah, you know who had to hack it?
The boy.
Nope. Lex.
The girl.
Yeah. Tim and Lex.
Yeah. And why
I related to the character of Tim.
Didn't she have like a famous line too? Like some kind of a like, let's hack this thing.
No. Like, I mean, you answered your own question.
I can hack it.
What?
Let me at that computer.
Yeah, no, that was it. Have you ever seen this movie, Tom? Jurassic Park.
Why'd they have to hack the computers? The dinosaurs couldn't use computers.
No, the raptors learned.
Clever girls. That was just they learned to open doors and to sneak up behind people. But I don't think they ever learned how to use a computer.
Did you see Jurassic Park in the theater?
Yes, of course. I think I saw it like at least twice, maybe three times.
Yeah. That was one thing. I remember my dad had read the book.
Mm-hmm.
The Michael Crichton book.
I had read the book beforehand.
Wow,
I was in a book club with your
dad. Are you my dad? Well, then shut up.
Well, I was in a book club with your dad. That's all.
I find that hard to believe.
It was a child adult book club.
This week is Jurassic Park. The next week is Amelia Bedelia goes to the circus.
There was a father-son book club, and he said he didn't have any sons.
But it was my dad and you?
Yeah, he said he didn't have any sons.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking now that I think about it.
I was just about to say how what a nice memory it was that like this was the first movie that I cared about that like my dad also cared about.
Yeah.
Now you're saying that he's going around town saying he didn't even have a son.
Not all we over, just at the father-son book club.
Why wouldn't he bring me?
Ah,
he knew I liked the movie.
The movie wasn't out yet.
He knew I would like it.
Yeah, but I think that was part of the thing. He was like, you know, my dumb kids, they only like movies. They don't like books. And then somebody would say, like, I thought you said you didn't have any children. He'd be like, oh, that's right. I don't have any children. It's a very flimsy lie.
I don't like this characterization of my father here.
But the point is, both me and your dad read the book before the movie came out.
Yeah. What did you like better, the book or the movie?
I like the book better, Tim.
Really?
Yeah. Although it didn't have any pictures of dinosaurs, unless you include the dinosaur bones on the cover.
Tom, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When did you read the book?
I read it like before the movie came out, but it was in anticipation for like, oh,
right.
There's a
so
big
how
movie.
Old were you? 12?
Yeah, 11 or 12 probably.
Bullshit, you like the book better than the movie. Have you read it since?
No.
Then that's garbage. You don't remember a goddamn thing about that book.
Yeah, well, the big thing I remember was that the kids were like stuck on the island for weeks instead of just like a day or two.
Yeah, but who cares?
I did. I liked that, but it was
like
a better...
You like kids in danger.
Yeah. I was like, keep them in danger longer. The longer, the better.
I don't know. That movie, Tom, mm-hmm. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Perfect movie.
It's pretty up there. There's really not too many faults you can find with it.
There's like three or four just bonkers set pieces.
Yeah.
The raptors in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most tense scene in movie history.
Yeah.
The kids on top of the fence.
The electric fence before
yeah,
out
in the rainstorm.
Yeah. Was it raining?
Tom, was it raining? That was the main part of the whole goddamn movie.
I don't think it was raining when they were going over the fence.
Newman?
It was raining
Alan Grant,
with Newman.
Maybe not wanting kids. And the rain. That's the three things that people
it
remember about Jurassic Park.
It was raining when Newman was trying to run away and the dinosaur spit at him, which is very rude. Then it was raining.
Yeah.
I don't think it wasn't raining when he hopped over the fence.
Tom, I got news for you. It's raining the whole dang movie.
It wasn't raining the whole movie. It wasn't raining in the beginning when they got there.
Oh, but...
It wasn't raining when he hopped over the fence. I'll bet you $10,000.
When the cars stopped.
When the car stopped, yes, it was raining.
Okay, yeah, that was like the next morning. Like, they had to spend the night. They had to wait out the rainstorm by the fence.
Yeah, I'm talking about when Tim climbed over the fence and got electrocuted.
Oh, Tom, we're talking about two different things. Yeah. We're not so different after all.
Right. You're probably thinking of the movie The Jurassic Park, which is a completely different movie than the one I'm talking about, Jurassic Park.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up. To you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, yeah. And you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin. Or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus here.
Yes.
This movie,
mm-hmm,
is about the dinos.
Yeah.
T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Triceratops.
Yeah.
Raptors.
Velociraptors.
What did we know about velociraptors before 1993? Because if you look at pop culture,
mm-hmm,
the answer is nothing.
Right.
They were never in any of my my dinosaur books as a boy.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
They were never like in film strips that we saw in class.
What film strips? Old dinosaur footage?
No, like pictures of dinosaurs. They tell you about dinosaurs through film strips.
I don't think they really taught us about dinosaurs in school. I think they like counted on us finding out on our own.
Tom.
What?
I distinctly remember this.
Learn about dinosaurs in school?
Yeah, they taught us about dinosaurs, the different types of dinosaurs.
Well, I don't think so.
What was that spitting dinosaur?
Dilophosaurus, yep. Which the neck frill and the spitting made up. There's no
Steven
evidence
Spielberg,
that they did.
You master of...
Well,
deceit.
Michael Crichton made up one of the elements, and Spielberg made up the other one. I think Spielberg made up maybe like the neck frill, and Crichton made up the spitting, vice versa.
When you go on, thanks for for clarifying. Then,
I think it was that because that's what makes sense because like he spit on him in the book too. I think I don't know.
So of course if you don't know what happens
in
the book.
I don't know. I read the
but
book like
yeah exactly.
Almost,
but this book is so beloved you can't even
I read
remember
the book
the,
like 25 years ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, and when's the last time you saw the movie?
20.
Oh really?
No, no. I've seen the movie more recently.
This is one of those rare films. Like it's like this and Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the movies that I saw as a youngin.
Yeah, that holds up.
That I've like watched again multiple times in adulthood.
Yeah.
That and the Rugrats in Paris.
I don't think I ever saw that film.
I never saw that. I think that came out when we were like 18. What do you make of all this Rugrats nostalgia?
Is that a thing now?
Yeah.
I
saw a rapper interviewed, like one of these millennial rappers.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what do you think of the Rugrats? You like them.
Oh, wow. Well, there it is. They're back in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Rugrats were good. They were a fun show.
Yeah, they were fine.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember being like, yeah, I can't miss Rugrats?
No, I think it was just like on all the time.
Yeah. Tommy and Chucky and the gang. What were we talking about?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, when you go on the Jurassic Park, the ride.
Yeah,
at Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
They have those guys spit at you.
Yeah.
But they're only spitting water.
Right. they've been tamed or depoisoned or something.
Yeah. It's really annoying. It was kind of cold last time I was there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to get wet.
Yeah, well, you came to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Imagine how the actual real-life people that went to Jurassic Park, they probably thought, well, I don't want to get wet, and then they got eaten in half. They got their torsos ripped off them.
Eaten in half.
They're like, well, that's the last thing I wanted.
Jurassic Park.
Did you know that Harrison Ford was considered for Alan Grant?
Really?
And Sean Connery was considered for Hammond. Yeah, that would have been a real a reunion.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been, you know, like, you look at, look, we all love Richman Attenborough. Mostly because of how rich he is, all his riches.
Well, yeah, he buys a lot of his acclaim.
Yeah, but, you know, having old James Bond there, that's what everybody wanted, right?
Oh, I don't know, because I
this was right around the time of The Rock.
Yeah.
This was...
I think that Sean Connery can't play, like, a nice enough guy, like a grandfatherly type, like Richard Attenborough did.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, if you thought he was a nice guy...
If you saw Sean Connery, you'd be like, ah, this guy's pretending to be nice, but he's got something up his sleeve.
Well, as a lover of the book, Tom, mm-hmm. wouldn't that be a better performance for you?
Maybe. What did he have up his sleeve in the book? A dinosaur egg?
He was just, well, yeah, many. And they hatched. Well, and they got loose
warm
in the park. No, they, like, he was more of a, like, the consequences be damned. Man should screw with nature as much as possible.
Which I do believe it with.
Yeah, I do believe with that as well, Tom. You kind of do.
Sorry,
right?
Tim, I've been watching too many Foghorn Leghorn cartoons lately. I say, I do believe with that.
Is that a Foghorn Leghorn kind of?
He would say, I say.
Yeah, I know that, but that's not what, that was the original thing.
No, but he would have like little colloquialisms like that.
All right. Malapropes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, he was just kind of a jerk in the book. Like he was a...
I remember one of the other things that was different about the book that I liked that they didn't put in the movie, which I didn't understand as a child. And maybe to this day, don't understand. Although I think he was in like the sequels. Was the idea that they were tracking all the dinosaurs all the time, but like they were real afraid of dinosaurs escaping. So the computer would just check to make sure there were like 300 dinosaurs. And they'd be like, all right, there are 300 dinosaurs. Good. The dinosaurs didn't escape. Not even one has escaped.
Escape the island. Okay.
And then they would, and then somebody's like, change the program to see if there are 301 dinosaurs. He's like, I already told you there's only 300. He'd be like, just do it. This is some character. I don't know who. And they did it. And they were like,
Lenny.
There are 301 dinosaurs. And they kept going up and up and find out there are more dinosaurs. And
wait, new dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs, because all the dinosaurs
were born with tracking devices in them?
No, they weren't. I don't think they had tracking devices. I think it was just like motion detectors and stuff they used. But the all the dinosaurs were female, but some of them had switched sex and then had sex and then made baby dinosaurs, which they didn't think was possible. But nature found a way.
Nature always finds a way.
Well, and that was like the big thing. So there were all these unaccounted for dinosaurs, because I think there was something too where like the original park dinosaurs were genetically engineered to like need a certain like nutrient that wasn't natural to their environment, so that they were like, all right, on the off chance one of these things does get loose, if they don't get this nutrient we put in their food, within like a couple of days they'll die. But the new ones didn't need all that junk, so they could, you know, swim off the island and go to the mainland. Because I think the book started with, like, a dinosaur killing somebody in Costa Rica.
Yeah, it did.
See, I remember a lot about books.
Wow, Tom. What a bright 12-year-old you were.
Yeah.
Oftentimes I would read books as a young boy, and I'd, like, read the words, but I'd be like, Look, I got no time to comprehend this. I got more books to read.
What's the point, then?
Saying that you read a book.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Mom, I finished this book. Uh-huh. Wow, what a fast reader you are. Yeah. Don't ask
and
me what it's about.
And then she say, well, no matter how many books you read, your father's not going to take you to that book club.
Michael Crichton wrote John Hammond to be a, quote, dark Walt Disney.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so like, not necessarily the grandfather you wished him to be in the movie.
No. But that was, I mean, by far the coolest thing about Jurassic Park. And certainly the thing that the movie absolutely nailed was the idea of it being like a Disneyland, like an actual, like you believed that it was a real theme park based on like the branding and everything they did within the park.
Right.
It sold it.
The coolest part, like, about that in the movie was that that DNA video.
Yeah,
where
Mr.
Like,
DNA.
Yeah, and, like, that was such good exposition for
right.
us, the audience. But also, it was like, oh, yeah, this would be, like, what this experience
Yeah, this looks
be.
Like Epcot Center. Like, yeah. I recognize this. So you completely forgive that it's the most exposition-y scene ever. Because you're like, oh, this is fun. This is like Disney World. And I like the self-driving Ford Explorers.
Yeah, man. Hey, who doesn't like a self-driving car?
Yeah. Although these ones, they just had like men sitting in the trunk driving the car.
What?
That was how they pulled off the slight.
In the movie.
In the movie, yeah.
I thought you meant
no,
like.
No, they never sold any cars with men driving in the trunk.
Like the Jurassic Park Ford Explorer, and it comes with a man in it?
Yeah. They don't tell you that, but they're like, you have to put food in this box every day.
Don't ask why.
Or else the self-driving just doesn't work.
Yeah, the self-driving runs on turkey sandwiches. The engine runs on, regular.
Just regular old gasoline, yeah. But the artificial intelligence runs on ham sandwiches.
If there were a real Jurassic Park, Tom, mm-hmm. announced tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
Let me set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something goes viral, right? Some mysterious website.
Okay.
And it's like, hey, book your tickets. Jurassic Park is
JurassicPark.com.
Yeah, yeah. And like, it's like a sparse thing, and it's like, guys, this is for real. It's $2,000,
mm-hmm.
all inclusive. You go for a week. There's a hotel there. There are real dinosaurs. You'll be safe.
In the hotel?
Like, yeah, the hotel's on the island.
Oh,
like,
okay. But not like, you know, one will bring you your room service.
No. I mean, this is decades down the line when they're tamed. But, would you go?
If I had reasonable belief that I wasn't being scammed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if, like, it was on the news and stuff and they're like, we think this is real. Like the, like
what is this? So on the local news, they're just giving their opinion.
Yeah, have you watched the local news? There's a lot of opinion on the local news.
The local news is mostly just like viral videos nowadays.
It really is. Yeah. And reading people's tweets.
Yeah.
It's great.
it's great. Everybody loves the news now.
All right. What if you were sure?
Mm-hmm.
What if it was a thing. It wasn't a hoax. It was real. Jurassic Park was real.
It's been verified by the local news and everything.
Exactly. By the national news.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you go?
Yeah,
or would
of course
you be too
I'd go.
Scared?
No, I wouldn't be scared.
Really?
Why would I be scared?
Because every time they tried it on the silver screen, these things got loose.
That's the movie. In real life, you'd probably go to the park and you'd go there. And he'd be like, where are the dinosaurs? And they'd be like, ah, they're in the cave in the little shelter. You can't see them right now. And be like, well, get them out. I paid to see the dinosaurs.
Yeah. No, I. What if you were guaranteed to go up and like, pet a sick triceratops like Ellie does in the movie?
Yeah, I don't want to pet a sick. I don't want to get sick myself.
Yeah. You'd get a kick
I'd
out
have
of seeing
to get...
those big poops though, right?
Oh, God, I bet they'd smell horrible.
Yeah.
They didn't smell horrible when they were making the movie, though.
Really?
It was fake. It wasn't even dinosaur poop.
Well, was it? Real poop?
I think.
Lots of human poop.
It was just the entire crew's shit that they had been saved. They're like, now remember, everybody, save your shit. bring it from home. We got the big Triceratops scene coming up. No, I think it was just dirt. And then they put honey on it so flies would be around it.
Gross. You know what? I'd be okay with so much in nature and so much gross stuff and filth if just flies and bugs didn't get all over things.
Well, if flies and bugs didn't get all over things, then, like, the things would just stay there forever. You need the flies to eat all
the
poop.
Yeah, all right, whatever. I can deal with a gross thing sticking around unless I get rid of it, rather than these flies and bugs and stuff.
I mean, I told you, when I was a kid, I thought, like, you know, well, it's just a matter of time before, like, you know, we get rid of all the bugs and the snakes and stuff.
I mean, you want to do that, though.
Yeah, still.
You have the Hammond-esque
yeah.
outlook. Let's
let's screw with nature. Get rid of the bugs. Bring back the dinosaurs.
Yeah, maybe the dinosaurs can eat the bugs. Was that Hammond's plan in the book? Have the dinosaurs eat all the bugs?
Probably some of the smaller dinosaurs, like the compies.
Yeah, I forgot about the compies.
Yeah.
All right. So you would go to a Jurassic Park? I don't think I would, Tom.
Why not?
I don't know. I'd wait a couple of years.
By then, all the dinosaurs might be dead.
Yeah, and also like. Look, first few weeks, they're going to have their stuff locked down. They're going to figure, like, everybody's going to be on high alert. A couple of years that's when they get lax. With the, yeah, exactly.
That's when they're like, well, we don't have scientists run this anymore. We'll just get some local teens.
Exactly. That's Tom, when they handed over the keys to Six Flags.
From the scientists to the local teens.
Yeah. That's when people started getting beheaded on the Great American Scream Machine.
They're like, well, we're going to have to lay all these physicists are just costing too much. And really, it's unnecessary to have them run the roller coasters. There's not really even much they could do if something went wrong.
Yeah. Tom,
mm-hmm.
After Jurassic Park, a perfect movie, there was a 4-year gap.
Yeah.
And then The Lost World, mm-hmm. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The sequel to Jurassic Park.
Yes.
There was a book called The Lost World,
mm-hmm.
by Michael
Crichton.
Michael Crichton. And apparently this movie was nothing like it.
Yeah, that was always like a weird thing to me. It seemed very obvious that they were like, hey, Bozo, write another book about the dinosaurs so we can make another movie about it. And he was like, all right. And then when he handed him the book, they were like, nah, we'll
use the name, but we'll put the old movie's name after it just so everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah. I never read The Lost World.
Crichton. Yeah, me neither. I did read the original Jurassic Park. Plot twist, Tom. You didn't know that I read it, huh?
No. But you just said that you had no reading comprehension as a child.
No, not always. I remember the only parts that I kind of zoned out for were the chaos theory explanations that went on for like a few pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm 11. I don't need to know this.
Well, and especially when it was like, it was kind of silly, like cramming the chaos theory in, because it was basically like, oh, I mean, you could just have this guy say, well, shit happens.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that would be just as sufficient.
He wasn't as cool in the book either.
No. Well, he wasn't Jeff Goldblum in the book.
Is Jeff Goldblum cool?
Yeah, people love Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I know, but, like, is it time to reevaluate that? Yeah, exactly. At what point is some guy that's just like, I'm going to talk like this and play jazz piano on talk shows for no reason?
And everybody's like, wow, this is the coolest guy
Yeah.
ever.
Would you put up with that from me?
No.
So I was like, hey, Tom, come over. I'm going to play some jazz piano.
No,
I want to hear
you play jazz piano and also stop saying and all the time. Just spit it out.
That's how I talk.
Right. Well, maybe that's why people like him. He just sounds like a regular old guy.
A regular old Tim.
But he knows a lot about math.
Yeah. I mean, does he really in real life?
Maybe not. They should have had a scene in the movie where they, like, you never really get to see him be a mathematician. There should be like a restaurant scene where like he figures out the tip right away, and everybody's like, "Whoa!"
I mean,
he's like, "Well, yeah, I'm a world-renowned mathematician."
I don't think it means like. I don't think that's the kind of like math he's involved with.
I know it's not, but it's a way to just show to the audience, look, this guy.
He's a numbers guy.
He's a real math. Hey, he's a real math magician when you think about it.
Wow, that's quite a word that you've just coined.
Because he's talking about like chaos theory, and it's like, I thought this guy was a mathematician. How about hearing some numbers?
Do you remember?
Have him be like, oh, there's a 3.89% chance of failure. And then he'd be like, well, yeah. Boy, that guy, he's a real mathematician.
He did that, right? No?
No, I think he ever gave like numbers.
He just kind of like leered at Laura Dern. It's like, hey.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I know you're here with your boyfriend, but I'm going to relentlessly hit on you.
Yeah. And it worked.
In real life, it worked.
Yeah. Do you remember when Jurassic Park came out on home video?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Everybody had to buy it. That and Home Alone were the two movies that was like, oh, that's coming out on video. Like, everybody, like, go down to Blockbuster with your parents, pre-order it.
Yeah, you had to pre-order it.
Yeah, I remember, like, when they came, like, there was, like, a rush, like... Like, yeah, the cars couldn't fit in the parking lot. Like, there was just a line of cars down the street, and they, like, would open the boxes and, like, call out your last name and give it to you.
That's bonkers. And, like, places that normally didn't sell videotapes had, like, like Sears had, like, pre-orders for it or whatever.
And I remember it was, like, solemn. Like, you got home, you took it out of the shrink wrap, and it was like, everybody shut up. We're watching Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it came in like a black slipcase.
Yeah,
it looked real nice.
So cool. It didn't even say Jurassic Park. It just had the logo on the cover. I don't think there were any
trailers.
Which was bonkers.
Right.
Also, it is kind of bonkers that back in the day, they put trailers on VHS movies.
They do that still with like Blu-rays and stuff sometimes. There are like trailers that like you can't even skip.
Really?
Yeah, which is insane.
I paid for that.
Exactly. And now it's like,
oh, I'm going to snap all my Blu-rays in half.
And now it's like, oh, now if I want to watch this movie 10 years from now, I have to watch, you know, the trailer to like Old School beforehand.
It was a pretty good trailer.
Yeah, I remember the tape being a big deal. I also remember, and I was looking this up, the first television broadcast. You remember this on NBC? They showed the movie?
Yes. And they made it seem like...
Yes. But it's not on tonight.
Here's the thing. Everybody owned the goddamn video
they made us
for
all
like
buy
6 months.
Yeah.
And they put it on TV and we all fucking watch it with all the commercials in it. Like a bunch of hicks.
So... The Jurassic Park's first television broadcast was May 7th, 1995, following the April 26th airing of The Making of Jurassic Park. So, like, 2 weeks before, they started hyping this shit airing Jurassic Park. And, I mean, people watched it on NBC.
How many?
68.12 million people.
Jesus.
Tuned in to watch, garnering NBC a 36% share of all available viewers that night. Which is also, like, when you think about, like, all right, they had a third of the viewers. So it's like, oh, that was back when, like, literally everybody watched television every night.
That was, like, a fifth of America.
No, it's even more. Think about it. What's 3 times 68?
What am I, some sort of freaking math magician?
Man, if only we had Dr. Ian...
Ian Malcolm, where are you when
hold
you
on, 68
him?
Times 3. 200... And 4 million. What is there, 330 million people in America?
Yeah, but
and
like...
probably back then there weren't
like
even that many.
Million, yeah. But like, wait, 204 million? Where are you getting that number?
Because they're saying
million.
68 million was a 36% share of all available viewers that night.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so like a third of America.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying like 200 million.
Babies aren't going to watch TV, Tom.
200 million people were watching TV that
night. Tom, if that, how many 68 million people watch it?
Yeah.
If that includes babies, I call BS on this whole endeavor. Because babies aren't, they might be in the room.
No, because this is probably.
Are we counting babies?
This is the boys down at Nielsen counting these up, and they, you know, they got nothing to sell to babies. Well, they got stuff to sell to parents for babies.
Yeah,
but they're probably that's like in the demographic, I think. What's even crazier here, Jurassic Park was the highest rated theatrical film broadcast by any network since the April 1987 airing of Trading Places, which had even higher. I don't have the exact numbers.
Trading Places. I mean, I like Trading Places. It's a
of
great
course,
movie.
But it's like, wait a minute. You're there telling me like 70 million people watched that on NBC?
You know, like half the country like got together and was like, you know what we're going to watch?
Trading Places is on tonight. And they edited out all the swears.
And the nudity.
Oh, is there nudity in that movie?
Yeah.
We'll have to go back and watch it.
You weren't going to just because it's a good movie?
No.
Well.
But now you're telling me there's a place to see some nudity.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Yeah. Dongs.
Hot dongs. Yeah. And Steven Spielberg received $250 million in profit over the years from this movie.
Oh, I thought you meant just from that broadcast. And I was like, oh my God, you made out like a bandit.
Yeah, you got $4 for every American.
Wow. And we all gladly sent it to him. Like, we had to do it.
Yeah, we're
he
like,
watched
you know,
it as the honor system.
The commercials were great. And on top of that, here's $4, Steven. $250 is the most money like anyone's ever made from a movie.
Yeah. Great. Good job, Steven Spielberg. Yeah. You made a really good movie. He used puppets at some points.
A lot of points. Yeah. There are only 15.
Was the Henson Creature Shop? They were involved at some point, right?
It was Stan Winston's shop.
Okay.
But he's like a. Did he come out of Henson originally? No.
Who knows? Nobody.
He
can
worked
know.
With them sometimes. But anyway, there are only 15 minutes of actual dinosaur footage in the film, which is impressive when you think about, you know, dinosaurs don't even exist.
How much Wayne Knight footage is in there? Like 45 minutes?
No, I
That's
think it's
my
probably
memory.
Even less. Probably even
my
less,
memory is like 45 to 50 minutes of
less Wayne
Knight.
Knight than dinosaurs. 9 minutes were Stan Winston's animatronics. 6 minutes were ILM CGI.
Mm.
Those words probably don't even mean anything. Those letters.
Ilmkajis.
Industrial Light and Magic. Computer generated imagery.
Wow.
Look at this. I know all the acronyms on this
yeah,
episode.
All two of them.
No, and DNA.
Yeah.
I knew both things that DNA stands for.
You didn't know Sam Neill's name, though.
I said Sam O'Neill. I knew his middle name, Oscar. Do you feel like it's only recently, like when we were kids, I feel like they were selling us on the idea that every time you saw a dinosaur, that was computer generated.
No, I think if you go back and watch the ABC, the NBC special, The Making of Jurassic Park.
Well, what am I going to do? Get in a time machine and go back to April 26, 1995 at 8 p.m.?
Maybe. That's the first thing I'd do.
Yeah.
I think they wanted you to think that I don't know. Like I what's more impressive, right? That it's practical or that it's CGI? Because CGI wasn't good enough to like.
Right. They so basically thing. The way you can tell is anytime you're seeing like a full body dinosaur shot, you know, like below the belt. That's CGI. But if you're not seeing a whole dinosaur.
It's a man in a suit.
A man in a suit or a puppet or yeah. like a giant, I guess it's still a puppet, but like a giant, like the T-Rex was animatronic in a lot of scenes. But no, I think at the time they
were. What
do
they do with that stuff? Do they throw it out?
No, it's all at like, it's all in the back lot probably.
Well, why
or like
they make
private
a museum?
Collectors. It belongs in a museum.
Yeah.
I mean, the Universal Studios tour is like a museum, kind of.
Yeah, but I went to Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, you get on this tram. It'll only take like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. Just show me the dinosaurs.
That's I didn't realize it was that long. That
yeah.
sounds nice.
It, you know what? When when you're on your honeymoon and you've dragged your wife to Universal Studios Hollywood so you could go on the Simpsons ride.
Uh-huh.
Be like, hey, how about an extra 2.5 hours so I could maybe see some of the puppets from Jurassic Park?
Yeah,
isn't but like the easiest sell.
That's better than like standing in lines all day.
Yeah, that's true.
For the churro stand or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I just wish it was a mix and match kind of modular thing for the backlot.
You wouldn't
back
have to get on a tram to go see some things.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like a Warner Brothers backlot tour that I think is
Tom.
Like what you're describing.
Between you and me, mm-hmm. I would have loved to get on that tram. That's all I wanted to do. The tram, like, I was crestfallen when my wife was just like, nah, I don't think we should do that. I was like, yeah, I guess not. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'm glad you were mature and you weren't like, well, maybe this marriage was a mistake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, she had already taken a picture of Krusty the she'd taken a picture with me and Krusty the Clown, mm-hmm. me and Homer Simpson.
Were these the real or cutouts?
No, these were the real. They shouldn't make the Simpsons into costumed characters. It's off-putting. Okay? they're not meant to be in three dimensions.
I mean, that's the case for like pretty much every character. Like Mickey Mouse is.
Yeah, but you know what? The Simpsons are people, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
They're meant to, like, they're cartoon characters, but they're right. cartoons of people.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Mickey Mouse is like a person just with a mouse head.
Yeah, but like, it's not like.
Like, mice don't walk around on 2 feet and wear gloves.
Yeah, but you understand, like, what I'm saying, right? Like, Homer Simpson is supposed to be like a 6 foot tall person.
Yeah.
And it's like, not.
Is he too big?
Yeah, he scared me.
I could see that. I could see like the dimensions
and after,
being
yeah,
off.
And after freaking you know, calming me down after bursting into tears because I was afraid of Homer Simpson.
Oh, well, I took a picture with him.
Yeah, my wife did not want to get on the Backlot studio tour.
Well, you should have. Maybe you would have seen some stuff from Jurassic Park. Yeah, I mean, they keep all that stuff. They don't just throw it out.
Yeah, no. All I'm saying is, I want one of look.
Well, you can't take things.
I want to become rich enough.
You misunderstand what the museum
I want to
is.
Become as rich as Richard Attenborough, so one day I can have one of the hatchlings.
The little legs.
When, yeah, mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Yep.
Yeah, Tom, I'm an uncle. You know, mm-hmm. If I had one of those things, I'd be like, "Hey, look at this," and then I'd make the thing come out of the egg and be like, "Hey, this is my dinosaur."
Yeah.
They'd be like, "What a weird uncle."
What a weird uncle.
But he's so rich.
Yeah. I never saw him again.
Yeah, but he paid for my college education.
That's what it was that I was tricked about when I was young. Tim, do you remember in school they told us like dinosaurs were hatching?
No.
They found these fossilized dinosaur eggs and they told all of us kids that like there were dinosaurs in there and the dinosaurs were going to hatch. And I forget what happened, but I was like, this is nuts. Why isn't this like a bigger story? Like, I remember going home and telling my parents and they were like,
put you in a different school.
Yeah. I think I demanded. I was like, put on the local news. I'm sure they're covering it. I'm sure they're talking about it. And I think it was just like promotion for a book or some bullshit. I was so mad because I remember like specifically asking, like, is this like a real thing? Like, what's going on here? They were like, yeah, it's real. I'm so mad.
I remember a similar time when in fifth grade, this kid Billy in my class.
Mm-hmm. This was the teacher, though. This wasn't just knucklehead telling me.
No, get this.
Uh-huh.
This kid, Billy, in my class was a bad kid.
Yeah.
And he Billy asked butt-cheeks? My teacher. No, a different Billy. And he raised his hand and was like, hey, my parents say, like, the devil is real and, like, adults know about him, and like he sends these little red guys, like tiny little guys.
Oh, that's scary.
And they've, you know, my parents say like they're around. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
And like, I think my teacher was like, well, if this is going to make Billy behave,
yeah.
Well, then like, I got to go along
maybe
with it.
Maybe I can
I'm
get
in
all
front
the,
of the
kids
whole class.
In line here.
Yeah. And she was just like,
it's true, but only for you.
She's like, yeah, I mean, everybody should go home and ask their parents about that. But yeah, no, I know that's true. So like, I was like, well, I don't need to confirm with my parents. My teacher just told me there's these little devil's henchmen running around, these little red men.
Uh-huh.
And I was terrified. Anyway.
When did you figure out that that's not the case?
Like,
or are you still not 100% sure?
A couple years ago.
It seems like I could see that mixing up with like the video store in our hometown, Golden Video. They had like, for whatever reason, like a lot of horror posters up all the time. Mm-hmm. And there was like a Puppet Master movie or something where there were like a lot of like creepy little, because I always remember like when my parents were like checking out, I'd be like staring at that poster like, boy, that's like, how do they even rent that movie out to people? It looks too scary.
Yeah. And then I was thinking it was real.
Yeah. Oh, I could see, especially if one of those little guys were red.
Yeah.
If you like the show, why don't you find out more at tcgte.com more? tcgte.com. Tim, you made me screw up what I was saying.
Sorry.
You can support the show by supporting our lovely sponsors. Also by checking out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping. And tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon with fun bonuses like mini episodes of other shows that still star the two of us, but they're completely different shows. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. And you can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
I think that's all the plugs.
Sure is. Patreon, Amazon. I said that.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention
to
those
points.
No,
I'm reading articles.
About what? Just don't read articles.
Just general interest.
Take out the paper. I was catching up on the news here.
The sound of the T-Rex's footsteps were created by cut sequoias crashing to the ground.
Yeah, that seems stupid.
Yeah. What an idiot this Steven Spielberg is.
There were a lot of, like, first off, if you go to IMDb and check out the, like, the trivia, mm-hmm. it's, like, as long as the Bible.
Yeah, it is.
The trivia. And so much of the trivia is stuff like they made this sound by, like, you know, squeezing a dolphin or whatever.
I mean, that would be worthwhile trivia.
No, they got all these dolphins horny. Or not all of them. They got one dolphin real horny, and then they taped its sound, and that's what they used for the spitting dinosaur. When it's like, that's a horny dolphin.
Jim Carrey was considered for the role of Ian Malcolm. Would this movie be a classic?
No. I don't think he would have been a good Ian Malcolm. I also, all these things when they're like, this person was considered, it's like, were they really considered? Yeah, they come in for an audition or a meeting.
Yeah, probably. Hey, you know who's hot right now? I know how Hollywood works. I know how that all works. You just bring in who's hot at the moment and see what happens. See if it gels. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't gel, but sometimes you get magic. And then, boom, that's when you got a box office smash.
Wow. Imagine if you had gone on that backlot tour, Tim. You could have told the tour guy.
I would have had to commandeer that tram, Tom.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I know how this works, and I'm not going to bother with the Golden Girls house. We're going right to the Jurassic Park hatchlings. I'm going to take one home for my nephew.
I thought you were just going to show it to your nephew.
Huh?
You were going to give it to your nephew?
No, I was going to keep it at my house. It'd be an incentive for him to keep visiting Uncle Tim.
I thought you were going to say to stay in line, send that raptor. You remember, I showed you it hatching.
Yeah.
Boy, you wouldn't believe how big it is now.
Yeah, and he'd go back and tell his class, and his teacher would have to be like, yeah.
He said the raptor's friends with the little red men who will come after me if I'm bad.
Sent by the devil himself.
Just like the dinosaurs.
It's true.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.